Alicia Pyle, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Your mighty APQ, that's the Alicia Pyle Quartet, officially formed in 2010. But before that, when did your love affair with the keys begin?
I began playing about 20 years ago. I was probably 7 or 8 years old, and yeah, the rest is history.
Give us the real whirlwind. Where has this taken you in the types of places that you've had the pleasure of performing?
It's been wonderful. You know, my favorite thing is that I'm a complete product of Northeast Indiana. So almost everything that I've done has been concentrated in this area. Everything from being involved with Sweetwater Sound to IPFW to various other small local universities, even in high school, and performing with orchestras like Manchester College and Huntington University. You know, I've enjoyed every single step of this. Every teacher I've taken from that's been based in Northeast Indiana, and the jazz, the classical, the composition, and now getting into film scoring. Everything has been so much fun. And I love teaching. That's what I spend a great deal of my time doing now, and I just enjoy every minute of it.
Seemingly, you never met a genre you didn't like. Which are your biggest influences, do you think?
Well, classical music is always going to be my favorite. I'm sorry. No, actually, I'm not sorry.
Don't be
classical
sorry.
Is just amazing. It's something, a Bach fugue is still my favorite. It's still, I love Bach. I love classical music. I love the amount of time and dedication it takes to master classical music. But I love many genres. You know, I love jazz. You know, I love fusing the two and fusing it with elements of rock and world music. I'm a big fan of groove. I like any groove-oriented music from different countries, so I have a lot of influences. Music is a language, and it makes it so much fun to converse when you like learn all these different dialects and facets. It's such a cool form of communication to me. It's amazing.
You make a good point. You also make it sound really easy, and that I know it isn't. So you built your band in this same all-embracing manner with Derek Reeves and Brad Coons and Jose Morales. Amazing talents, all.
Amazing.
Let's talk about that. Why these guys?
I always say they found me, so I really don't know. Brad found me when I was performing with, the only time I've ever sat in with Dan Heath and the Paradise Band. So Brad found me then, and Derek found me probably via my Philharmonic affiliation, and when I was in youth orchestra, kind of growing up in my involvement with the organization, the Philharmonic Friends. And Jose found me in jazz band at IPFW, so, you know, they all found me. I didn't find them. I don't know how this happened. I won't take responsibility.
A good musical karma. We can blame it on that.
Sure.
Okay, what does your new album, Ground Level, showcase from this amazing mix of talents and styles that you just described?
I don't think we're ever going to be able to do another album that's this sentimental to us that's going to mean this much, because this is basically Ground Level. This is our beginning together. Some of these pieces are from the first few months, first gig performance that we ever played. I mean, it's our roots. It's what we are from the start, and how it's developed the last 4 years. So if another album ever has this much meaning that we produce, I'll be really excited, because this is kind of our heart and soul.
So the title of the album, what does it mean to you?
You know, it's our first album. This is all the first pieces that we wrote together in the beginning stages of our band and as it's developed, as I just mentioned. And also it is, you know, these are local producers. We did it over at Sweetwater Sound, local musicians that even work with us. Not even just the quartet is on this. We invited a few friends out. Kimball Glassby on percussion, John Forbing on guitar. On strings, we had Jane Heald and Rachel Mossberg sit in. So it's just a big wealth of local. Our roots are here. And that's kind of where Ground Level came from.
What a wonderful title, and what a wonderment, what it represents for you. Good for all of you. Is there one piece on the album that best defines, or well defines, I'll ask to be fair, the heart and soul of APQ?
You know, Luke's Theme is one of my favorite tracks on the album, probably one of our favorite tracks. It is the most developed track, and it has a really cool special meaning to it as well.
What is it?
A couple meanings, actually. Well, it was inspired by my 9-year-old nephew. So it was inspired by a little kid, you know, went through a lot of transformations, ended up being commissioned when it was finished for the opening of a large conference in town. That was a conference centering on anti-human trafficking, and the organization Destiny Rescue was involved. So 20% of our proceeds of this album go towards Destiny Rescue. It's got a lot of meaning to us, and it's just really fun. We really enjoy this piece.
Do you ever get tired of music, music, music?
No. I really don't. I love music. I have to be careful not to choose over other things sometimes in life that are also important. But I do not get tired of it. It's easy to work 12 to 15 hour days when you love what you're doing. And it's always different. It's always giving back to you and other people. And it's never the same. Every day is different. So enriching.
So in full gear at ground level and going forward at full speed, what's next for the Alicia Pyle Quartet?
Conquering the land of film score, for sure. It's been calling our name for two, three years. I'm not sure exactly what else. Many more albums I'm hoping for, obviously, if we have good response for this. Maybe some small tours. But yeah, I look forward to it.
Alicia Pyle is a well-known Fort Wayne musician and founder of the Alicia Pyle Quartet. She joined us today in the Madge Rothschild studio. Alicia, thanks so much for making time for us, and congratulations on reaching that ground level.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.